And it's a handoff to Van Winkle, straight up the gut. No one's touched him. He's gone. Touchdown, PCM. Jacob Van Winkle straight up the middle from 51 yards out. And the Mustangs once again asserting their will here as the second half is underway.
Once he got through the initial line there, he was full speed at the line, and after that, he was gone.
All right, well, first of all, quarterfinal round of the playoffs tonight. You guys were there last year. What does it feel like to, you know, be back in that round with a chance to go to the Unidome here tonight?
I think it means everything to us. Last year, we came so close getting to the Dome, and in 2018, obviously, we won. So we just want to get back there and prove to our class that we can compete with the top guys.
Absolutely. Well, and that's kind of been a topic of discussion, especially on social media here over the past couple weeks anyway. You know, people questioning your strength of schedule and things like that. I know you guys have all heard about that. Obviously, a big one here tonight to prove yourselves, I guess. You know, what's your message to the doubters, I guess?
I mean, we all know West Marsh is a physical team. I think we're the same exact way. So we really just want to go out there and butt heads with them and see if we can come out on top.
Absolutely. Well, and of course, you guys played them last year. You were supposed to play them here at the beginning of this season before the state decided to move the season to 7 games from 9. They beat you guys last time out last year. I know you were a key part of that team. You know, what's kind of the outlook for this one, you know, knowing that you guys have a shot at revenge?
Well, I mean, last year I just feel like we're a completely different team from then. We kind of had some pieces that were still moving around at the beginning of the year, and I think by the end of the year, we were a way different team. I think this year we're more prepared and ready to go.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'll ask you about kind of you individually here for this year. You started off, of course, as probably, you know, one of, if not the top receiver on the team, you know, at the beginning of the season. Things are going great. All of a sudden, your running back, Aiden Anderson, gets hurt, and you have to start running the football, playing running back. I guess kind of just talk about that transition for you, what that's been like for you here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously in the beginning it was tough. Aiden's a big part of our team, and we all love him, but when it comes to me, it was kind of just a big struggle learning the entire playbook over again, because I still play receiver when I'm out playing running back, so it's just learning the whole playbook twice and being able to remember everything.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I gotta ask now, so now that you're playing both positions, is there one that you like playing more than the other?
I'm not quite sure. There's aspects of both that I really like. Running back's really fun. You just get to go out there and compete against everybody because you got to go through the linemen and all the linebackers and stuff. But receiver's more like a one-on-one thing. I enjoy that also.
And it is a low kick on the ground, and it'll be fielded by the Mustangs. Maybe a little bit of confusion as to who's going to return it. Jacob Van Winkle down the near sideline to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, and he's gone. Touchdown PCM to start the second half. Jacob Van Winkle just let it bounce, pick it up. What a way to start the second half. And they're all swarming down there in the end zone.
Well, we found out what this part of the special teams could do. And as you said, he got that on one bounce, and he was at almost full speed when he did. And anybody that touched him, he just ran through him.
Well, you had a really big play last week to start up the second half when you housed that kickoff. I guess just kind of walk me through that play, kind of how that all went down for you.
Yeah, so we were kind of looking for a big play coming out of the half just to really set the precedent for the rest of the game. And it was kind of a squib kick, and it didn't bounce as far as I thought it would. And Andrew Mitchell was in front of me, but I kind of dove in front of it. And it was just observations from there. Made a couple guys miss, and Andrew made a good block down the field, and that was that.
Awesome. Yeah, that was definitely a fun, explosive play to watch there. That was, looking at the stats, that was only your second kickoff return of the year, right?
Yeah, I had one against Newton the very first game, and that had been it since.
I gotcha. And obviously not something that you really do very often, just the spot that you line up on the field for kick return, right?
Yeah, it's I'm in the middle slot, so they mostly kick it to the left or right, so I don't get the ball very much, but my idea is trying to make plays with it.
Being a senior here this year, you know, talk about some of the things that you do, you know, to help be a leader on this team, you know, especially now that you're stepping into other roles, you know, that you didn't previously have to do here this season.
Yeah, a big part of it is playing on scout team. we could just let the whole class, the senior class, could just let just other people play scout teams against our starting team. But it's a really big thing we did this year is we made sure that all the starters are playing scout teams to give our number one team the better look.
Awesome. Well, we talked about the kickoff return here a second ago. I do want to ask you if, what other, you know, memorable plays, I guess, you've made here this season, maybe some of your favorite moments so far this year, maybe some other, you know, big plays that you were responsible for that maybe come to mind here?
I did enjoy my touchdown against Centerville after Aiden got hurt. I'm pretty sure I looked at the camera and gave a 4U12. That's probably about it for me. I don't really look at anything else too highly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I guess speaking of that moment, yeah, I was up in the broadcast booth for that game, and, you know, me and Jeff Lindsay were just talking about how the team has to, you know, rally after that injury to your star player there, your star running back. Talk about, you know, how you guys have been able to, you know, rally since what was kind of a tough moment for the team.
I think we're always really resilient. Aiden's a great guy. He really encouraged us to keep pushing forward and go win the title.
Absolutely. Well, a couple more games here before you get to the state title. I guess what's the keys for tonight against West Marshall?
Be physical, play fast, and know your keys, really. Just play football.
Stock airs it out. Far side of the field to the end zone. Looking for Van Winkle, and he's got it. Touchdown, PCM.
Just a really nice stop and go move by Van Winkle there, just enough to get behind him. Centerville guy had a nice cover on him, but Augie put a really nice ball out there for him.